Well, it's probably worth me just giving you an understanding of what the reservoir is and where it is. So it's the Queen Elizabeth II Reservoir. And as the name suggests, it was opened by the Queen in 1962. It's located just adjacent Walton-on-Thames. It's a very large storage reservoir. It holds 10% of London's overall storage. So it's a very important reservoir for the supply of London's water. It's large. It holds 20,000 megalitres of water, which is the equivalent of 8,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools. So as you can sort of get your head around that volume, it is a very, very large body of water. The reservoir is fed from the River Thames and supplies water from that reservoir into two big water treatment works we have at Walton and at Hampton. So taking this reservoir out is a really big operation and has quite a big impact on London's supply if we did nothing. So my job has been very much to plan the taking of that reservoir out of service. The reason we're actually doing it, the why, is to deliver a major project for about 12 months in duration, where we're going to inspect and do essential maintenance work on the inlet tunnel and the outlet tunnel of that reservoir. And they're just under 2 kilometres long, and they're about 2 metres in diameter. So you can almost drive a London taxi through those tunnels. So they're big, long tunnels, and we're going to be doing strengthening work and maintenance work to make sure we prevent any future leakage and make sure the reservoir is safe and resilient, and the life of it is extended for generations to come. We actually have a legal duty to do that work, but that wouldn't have stopped us doing the work anyway, because it's an important part of maintaining that reservoir for the future.
Can you tell me in simple terms a bit about the solution that you found to keeping London's water going, please?
Yes, so if you're referring to how we've reorganised the way we operate London, because we're taking this reservoir out, it's really quite simple. The objective is to try and conserve as much water in the remaining reservoirs in West London, because we've lost that big QE2 reservoir. And the way we're doing that is we're pumping more water from the Thames into those other reservoirs, and we're working very closely with the Environment Agency to do that. We've been planning all the work with them. We're also transferring less water from West London to East London. So obviously we're using less water from those reservoirs, and East London is pumping and treating more water from other rivers and other boreholes.
How much planning ahead of time did this sort of operation require?
We started 12 months ago. So I was put in role, not specifically for this plan job, but for other very similar large operations where we're taking big parts of our supply network out of operation. So about 12 months ago, and I've used lots of different teams to make sure we've got greater flexibility. We've got all of our treatment works available. We've got all our pumps refurbished. So we've done a lot of work up front to give us the greatest flexibility to move water around London, as well as pump more from rivers and pump more to customers to make sure they've always got supply throughout the period of outage.
Can you tell me a bit about what people are likely to notice while this work is going on?
Well, nobody will notice anything this year and next year from turning their taps on and flushing their toilets. This is being planned so customers will not see any impact. That's what the 12 months planning period has been used for, is to ensure that we've got lots of plans in place to make sure customers won't see any impact of this at all throughout the summer and throughout the whole of the time the reservoir is out of supply.
And can you tell me anything about what you've been talking to conservation groups about protecting the wildlife around the QE2 reservoir during this time?
Yes, we've got as a part of the planning, we've got an extensive amount of discussion and communication set up with all the key groups and important people, like the Environment Agency, like the Surrey Wildlife Trust. We've got a really good approach to how far we take the water level down in the reservoir. We're not completely draining it, and we're doing that for very good reason, because we want to make sure we maintain the fish stocks. We don't want to take all the fish out, so we're keeping 6.5 metres of water in the reservoir. We're also doing that to make sure we don't expose the mudflat, because what we don't want to do is have nesting birds in the area when we want to refill the reservoir. And obviously, not draining the whole reservoir down allows us to draw it down more quickly and fill it up more quickly. So overall, we've spoken to the conservation groups, and we've come to a very sensible approach in how we drain the reservoir, so we don't fully drain it. And all the water, as I think I might have said, is not going to waste. All the water as we drain the reservoir down is feeding the treatment works, so we're not wasting a drop.
Excellent. Thank you very much for speaking to me. Is there anything else you would like to mention?
Well, just one last point is really just to say, as a part of the project work, we have been communicating with local residents in the vicinity of the reservoir, because for a period of 2 months, we have had to close a road, and we appreciate that that's inconvenient and not ideal, but we apologise for that, any inconvenience that's caused, but do hope local residents understand how important this work is. And as soon as we can open that road, partially or fully, we will do that.
Excellent. And actually, one more thing. When is this project likely to be finished?
Like I say, we've started in April. We're drawing the reservoir down as we speak. Construction work has started. The road closure has been put in place for the 2 months. And we will finish construction work in December, January. We will start filling the reservoir up in January, and we hope to have it back in full operation in April next year.
Excellent. Thank you very much again.